Next case will be 083088, with Pierre Walsh's, being the United States Postal Service. Ms. Sullivan?
May it please the Court, my name is Ariel Solomon, and I represent the petitioner, Mr. Victor Welshens. Your Honors, Mr. Welshens made several points out of his brief, all of which we believe merit your attention, but the sole issue in this case is really very simple, and that is the Merit Systems Protection Board exercised jurisdiction over Mr. Welshens' appeal pursuant to the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act. They then interpreted a Elm provision, which is the Postal Service Labor Relations Manual, in a manner that's inconsistent with USERRA and cannot be reconciled. Effectively, the MSPB said that by virtue of an Employment Labor Relations Manual that requires a benefit of employment to be utilized in a disparate fashion to non-reservists, it's warranted. Their interpretation simply did not make sense because 4316 of USERRA provides unambiguously that reservists returning from military furlough are to be given every incident and advantage of employment. This court said in Waterbar that military leave is indeed a benefit of employment. 4316 was essentially a codification of Waltmeyer v. Aluminum Corp. of America, and in that case, a reservist was returning to civilian employment whereby he was on military furlough and denied an opportunity to be paid for holiday pay while he was employed.
Counsel, do you agree that Elm, that was in effect in 1999, 517.53, if we were to deem that provision controlling in this case, would you disagree with the language of that provision that says non-work days are charged during continuous active duty periods? So I guess what I'm saying is, if I think that 517.53, as it was in effect in 1999, I realize it's changed, and but if I were to say that was what is controlling in this case, does your client disagree then that this is the correct outcome?
My client agrees with what you've just articulated in that he was indeed required pursuant to the Elm to utilize military leave on a non-scheduled workday falling within a period of continued absence for military service. That is I believe, a correct interpretation of the Elm. However, what Mr. Welshens strongly disagrees with is that the Elm was blatantly in violation of USERRA. Military leave is unambiguously an employment benefit. The employment benefit was applied in a disparate manner. Mr. Welch,
so your argument is USERRA not Elm, as it was in effect in 1999, what should apply to your client, or we should decide Elm was invalid, is contradicting USERRA, but you're not disputing that if we say Elm was a legitimate agency decision, then you're not saying that Welch should still prevail if I decide 1999 Elm does in fact apply.
Mr. Welshens disagrees that the contract is valid. If your interpretation of the contract is that it is enforceable, or in this case, I believe the Elm is simply a summary of the contract, then indeed he would have been required to utilize military leave. However, on page 27 of the respondent's brief, it is very clear that the Postal Service is aware that they require the use of military leave in a manner inconsistent with other forms of leave. Annual leave, sick leave, all of those types of benefits and employments are not applied on a weekend. So it
is changed.
Exactly.
Like this. So going forward from 2002 on, what used to be in effect in Elm is definitely no longer in effect, and you would agree that the Postal Service is new element provision looks consistent with USERRA.
That's correct. Notably, the change came after the December 2000 amendment to 5 U.S.C. 6323, which made it no longer a viable option to charge military reservists over non-scheduled work days. Shortly thereafter, I believe in a period of a year, I'm not certain when, well, actually in March of 2002, the M was officially amended. However, there was a memorandum that stated that the deadline was going to be effective from September 8th, 2001. So essentially, 7 or 8 months after the congressional amendment, the Postal Service agreed that their policy needed to be changed. And the Postal Service now argues, essentially they can't have it both ways. The regulation can't be valid under USERRA and also needed to have been changed after the 2000 clarification.
When did your client first raise this USERRA argument?
The USERRA argument was raised in 2006.
Where?
At the MSPB level, Mr. Welshens filed a very general appeal stating that he was improperly charged military leave, and that's it. The MSPB at the initial decision level then exercised jurisdiction pursuant to the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act and opined that the appeal was brought by virtue of this court's decision in Butterbar. That led the MSPB, well, the initial decision level, the MSPB concurred with Mr. Welsh.
That's not you, sir.
Exactly, and Mr. Welsh concurs with that. The full board reversed the AJ and essentially said that, cited USERRA and then went on to argue that 5 U.S.C. 6323 is not applicable to the Postal Service, which Mr. Welshens does not dispute. Absolutely, 2105E explicitly exempts the Postal Service from being an employee under Title V. However, what's more poignant here is that the ELM was being applied in a manner that was simply inconsistent with other forms of leave. And that, in and of itself, is a violation of USERRA. It's a violation of
USERRA. Why is that, Ms. Solomon? Because Mr. Your client gets all the other kinds of leave, right?
Gets
sick leave, annual leave, administrative leave. He's treated the same as everyone else, right?
That's correct.
It's just that prior to the time it was changed, the Postal Service set up this particular approach for military leave purposes.
Yes.
And it followed it, and 6323 didn't apply to it, so what's the problem?
If I understand your Honor's comment correctly, I believe what you're saying is that a military employee is getting military leave. They're getting a benefit, and they shouldn't be entitled to a right in excess of the benefit they're already receiving.
They're entitled to get whatever the regulation set up for them. And the regulation set this up, and all the military, all the employees of the Postal Service who had a military obligation of some kind were treated in accordance with the regulation.
Exactly, and I think that that's what runs afoul of USERRA. The manner in which the regulation requires that a benefit of unemployment be taken is contradictory to every other single, virtually every other, at least the forms of leave that were pointed out in the respondent's brief, meaning annual leave and sick leave. It's distinctly different from those types of leave. Why does a military reservist who's giving a benefit of employment have to utilize leave on a non-scheduled workday? It seems to be, again, violative of 4316, which holds that any military reservist who comes back after a furlough of military leave is to essentially step into the same shoes he would have been as though he were constructively employed. And he can't do that because...
But he's getting leave that other people don't get. Necessarily, he's entitled to it because of his service obligation. But he gets all the other leave that everyone else has.
Yes, Your Honor. And when you say entitled to,
If you have employee A and employee B,
yes.
Employee A is not in the military.
That's correct.
He or she gets annual leave, sick leave, administrative leave, so forth. they're not entitled to any benefit of military leave,
well,
right? Because they're not a veteran.
Correct.
Or they're not an obligation. Employee B does have a service obligation. He or she gets all the regular leave, plus they get the leave that's prescribed in the ELM for this type of a situation. I don't see how there's a discrimination here.
Well, I don't think that you can.
I mean, they're getting the same leave that everyone else gets. They're just getting an additional leave, which is appropriate and is constructed a certain way, and that's it.
And the leave that they're getting is indeed structured a different way. And I think that's what the problem is. It's not a guarantee that someone who's given sick leave is going to have to utilize sick leave. But if they do, they're not held accountable to their employer on a day they're not even scheduled to work. That is also a benefit of employment, and a reservist should not be held amenable to their employer on a non-scheduled work day. It does not make sense.
If your client needs what will be the result, what will he get?
He will get recovery for the military leave days that were charged on non-scheduled work days.
These are 2 days?
In this case, it's the 2 days. There are migrated Postal Service employees that this applies to. My office alone has been contacted by over 1,000 Postal Service employees on this issue. So it is indeed an important issue, and for Mr. Welshens, it may only be 2 days, but this is...
Counsel, in this particular case, Judge Mayer asked when this issue, the challenge to ELM and Leggett Fusera, was first raised, and I understood you to suggest to him that it was raised before the MSPB, but I'm having trouble reconciling that, and maybe you can show me with the blue brief, which is written by an attorney, not you, but you're not the named attorney on it, but on pages 16, 22, and 25, it repeatedly states, although this issue was not raised pro se before the board, petitioner requests this court to consider his assertion that section 6323 impliedly integrated into the ELM. And it seems to me that all of the challenges to ELM in light of USERRA in the blue brief written by an attorney, not pro se, were suggested not to have been raised below. So I guess I understand you're standing here telling me it was, but you were on the same side as whoever wrote this, and they told us 3 separate times it wasn't.
Understand the problem.
What do I do with that?
I think that in point four, the brief essentially states that the ELM, as it's applied, is a violation of USERRA because it applies leave differently. I believe it goes on to state, and I think that section is ambiguous of the attorney that drafted it, where it stated that the issue was not raised below, but I think they're referring to the public policy aspect of it. I think it's very clear that the MSPB only exercised jurisdiction pursuant to USERRA because indeed Postal Service employees are not employees under Title V, and without asserting jurisdiction under USERRA, the MSPB would have never had jurisdiction. And certainly the appeal was not dismissed by virtue of a jurisdictional one. So I'm not sure if I've answered your question correctly.
Well, let's hear from the government now. We'll give you your thoughts on that.
Thank you.
Mr. Welshens.
Thank you. Do you agree this was raised below?
Absolutely not. There's nowhere where it was raised below. The reason that the Merit Systems Protection Board exercised jurisdiction under USERRA is they gave Mr. Welshens a chance to clarify his appeal. He didn't allege a USERRA violation originally. He just complained about the charging of his military leave. It came out that although Section 6323 does not apply to the Postal Service had the ELM. And therefore, the administrative judge said that if you do not provide the military leave provided for by the ELM, which is your own regulation, if you violated your own military leave regulations, you may have violated USERRA. And therefore, the appeal went forward. Nowhere was it raised that there was a challenge to the validity of these regulations under USERRA. The question was whether the Postal Service had complied with its own regulations, and in fact, it had. USERRA itself does not require the Postal Service to provide any paid military leave. There's no provision of USERRA requiring that. And 6323, which provides paid military leave for other federal employees, does not apply to the Postal Service, as Mr. Welshens concedes. Prior to the time that the ELM was changed, it unambiguously required non-work days to be charged against the paid military leave allowance given to reservists. This did not amount to reservists being treated differently than non-reservists. Reservists were getting a benefit that non-reservists did not. Reservists got the same type of annual leave and sick leave as non-reservists and were charged the same way that non-reservists were.
You'd say you have a USERRA violation if certain people got... No, I can draw it.
Okay.
It wasn't going to be a good question.
Okay. I'd just like to raise, though, that although Butterbaum is not controlling in this case because it involved the interpretation of a statute that did not apply to the Postal Service, the issue of whether reservists and non-reservists were treated differently under that statute was raised in that case, and this court held that we agreed with the board that in contrast with cases such as Sheehan versus Department of the Navy, the question in this case is not whether petitioner's military status was a substantial or motivating factor in the agency's action, for agencies only grant military leave to employees who are reservists. Therefore, it's not a question of reservists being treated differently than non-reservists. It's a question of whether reservists got the leave that they were entitled to under the Elm, and they did. They got precisely that military leave that the Postal Service chose to give under its own regulations. I may have misunderstood, but I believe I heard counsel for petitioner arguing that this was somehow a violation of USERRA section 4316. That was not raised anywhere in the brief, so I believe that argument has been made somewhere in petitioner's brief that they claim that it violated section 4316. The Postal Service, many more arguments were also raised below that the Postal Service somehow intended the Elm to provide the exact same rights as USERRA. As we've explained in our brief, there's no evidence that that's the case.
Not USERRA, the other statute.
Yes, 6323, you're correct, thank you. There is no evidence that that was intended, or that it was intended to mirror.
Well, is this in fact your argument? Prejudice, as I understood it, that one of the reasons you should consider this waived is because the agency could have introduced evidence and may have in another case that would indicate how and what their intentions were when they enacted them.
That's correct, and that case is actually currently before this court, Myers versus United States Postal Service. However, it's been stayed at the request of counsel pending this case. Therefore, if the court finds that the argument is waived in this case, it will not result in other Postal Service employees losing any rights. They can pursue those rights under Myers or cases coming after Myers. For these reasons and the reasons in our brief, we respectfully ask that you affirm the Merit Systems Protection Board's decision, unless you have any other questions for me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Arnold.
Thank you. Mr. Wilson's, when first filing his appeal, raised pro se that he was charged military leave on non-scheduled work days. The board then interpreted his appeal as asserting a violation of USERRA by which they asserted jurisdiction, and then interpreting 5 U.S.C. 6323. So it's the petitioner's contention that a pro se appeal should be interpreted liberally. And in this case, it was close enough that the respondents at least had an opportunity to address it. And in fact, they did address it in their petition for review to the full board, explicitly stating that the board exercised jurisdiction pursuant to sections 4303 through 4333 of USERRA. 4303.5 defines explicitly that the Postal Service is a federal executive agency for purposes of USERRA. Therefore, they did have an opportunity to address that.
And then what about the prejudice argument? If they were on notice that they could have addressed it, it seems that they have some evidence that they argue they've submitted in another case that they would have submitted here if the argument had been clearly raised below that the Postal Service never intended Elm to be inconsistent with USERRA, which is one of the arguments you all are making.
Yes. The problem with the case that was cited is Myers v. Postal Service, which is a AJ-level decision out of the Central Regional Office. In that case, the judge sua sponte dismissed varying complaints of the appellant and very narrowly let us engage in discovery. Essentially, the judge found that the only way that the integration argument could work, meaning that 5 U.S.C. 6323 was somehow implied to be integrated into the Elm, is that if we did a historical analysis whereby from the period of 1980 through 2000, every single amendment to the Elm matched an amendment to a corresponding amendment to 5 U.S.C. 6323. That was the only issue that was engaged in, that was subject to discovery. Therefore, that would not be the best case, unfortunately, to address the issue solely of whether USERRA and 4316 applies here. And if you have no further questions, I would conclude just by requesting that the petitioner, the full board's decision be vacated, and that Mr. Welsh be granted 2 days that he was charged on a non-scheduled work day.
Thank you very much. Case is submitted.
All rise. The Honorable Court is adjourned until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.